The Commands of the Apostles. 10. Serve God and live for His glory. In emphasizing the practicality of the New Testament, we occasionally encounter a command where the do is more difficult to lay hold of than do as you would be done by. Such is the command before us today. When you and I walk out the door into the world, how do we actually give glory to God? What does it mean when I am at the wheel of my car or walking the aisles of the grocery store or standing in line at Starbucks to serve Him? Does it mean I should be praying and thinking about God? That I should have a smile on my face? That I should be talking about God? That I should act reverent so that people will look and say, "Whoa, who is that?" That I should go about humming or singing spiritual songs? That I should sprinkle my conversation with Scripture and spiritual jargon and praise the Lord's so that everyone will know I am a Christian? What does it mean to you, in the next 5 minutes, to serve God and give Him glory? These are difficult personal questions. This is a hard command to lay hold of. Of course, we think our pastor serves God. Billy Graham served God. Missionaries serve God. It's different for them. They glorify God in their vocations. But what does it mean for me to serve God and live for His glory? Do we glorify God in prayer and song and by talking up spirituality with outward manifestations? Do these bring God the kind of glory Paul is talking about? Or is something deeper and more intimately personal involved? Most resolve this dichotomy by falling into the fatal mistake of defining the parameters of this command in the context of church. Anything connected with a so-called ministry of their church becomes imbued with greater significance than those activities may deserve. This grievous error miscolors the focus of many by equating what is commonly called worship with glorifying God. The expressive musical displays and liturgical ceremonies that take place in thousands of churches every Sunday may be many things, but they are not what Paul was speaking of when he said, "Do all to the glory of God." The tiny word "all" tells us that Paul meant something far more whole life encompassing than what takes place in church, or that has anything to do with church. As he often does, George MacDonald unlocks the high truth of what gives God glory. He likens the glory of anything to that which it was made for, its blossom, the fulfilling of the purpose for which it was created. In the sermon, "The Truth," MacDonald explains, "The truth then is the blossom of it, the thing it is made for, and wherever, in anything that God has made, in the glory of it, we see the glory of God. There a true imagination is beholding a truth of God." To give God glory is simply to become what we were made to become, to grow into the human blossoms we were made to grow into, to be the people He intended us to be. We do not glorify God in church any more than we do in the grocery store or at Starbucks. We glorify God by being the men and women He created us to be. What is the blossom He created you to be and express? It will be a different flower, with distinct nuances of color and fragrance, perhaps blooming at different times and ways than the blossom of my flower. Some flowers blossom in sunlight, others bloom in shade. Some give off subtle earthy aromas, others are rich with sweet perfume. We are each created to fulfill our own unique blossoming personhood. but all the blooms of God's garden are intended to radiate and reflect and exude the perfume of His being. We are God's flowers. We glorify Him by blossoming into the full, creative, colorful, fragrant, expressive manifestation of His character, nature, and eternal purposes. Serve the Lord. Romans 12:11. In whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:17. Live as servants of God. 1 Peter 2:16. From the Commands of the Apostles by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands of the Apostles and other books by Michael Phillips.